More than 50 different bills have been introduced in Congress this year concerning prescription drug costs. State governments are also taking up the issue. Just last week, New England governors announced a plan to create a regional drug buying pool to get their residents cheaper drugs. In June, Minnesota House DFLers called for the state to control prices on the cost of prescription drugs. House Minority Leader Tom Pugh said there's a wide disparity in how much Americans pay for drugs compared to Canadians and Europeans.
We want to show the drug manufacturers that Minnesotans are fed up with being charged the world's highest prices for prescription medications. We want to tell members of Congress that if they don't act, the states are ready to step in and to solve this problem for our citizens.
The difference in prices between the U.S. and other countries is so dramatic that people in northern border states regularly see Canadian pharmacies advertising the deep discounts. For example, Americans pay two times more than Canadians and Mexicans for the cholesterol-lowering drug Zocor. The osteoporosis drug Fosamax is three times more in the United States. As a political statement, many politicians are holding bus trips to Canada to point out the disparities. A Kaiser Family Foundation study says the aging of the baby boom generation has pushed the issue into the political spotlight because as boomers get older, they become more dependent on prescription drugs. The study said America's overall use of prescription drugs jumped 15% between 1997 and 98. And at the same time use is going up, so are prices. Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt says most people don't see the effect of rising usage and prices because they're shielded from the full impact by employer-subsidized health insurance. But he says employers are watching their health care costs jump 15 to 20% a year.
A lot of people would be quite surprised to learn how much these drugs cost, because when they walk into a pharmacy, they're paying $5, $10 for that prescription. They'd be quite shocked to know that the cost of that prescription can easily be $50, $100 or more.
The consumers who are aware of these rapidly rising costs are seniors on Medicare. When the government introduced the program in 1965, prescription drugs played only a small part in the healthcare system, so the federal government left the medications out of coverage. As a result, the one in three seniors who relies exclusively on Medicare for health coverage pays full price for medications. Many say they have to decide between buying groceries, paying their rent, or buying the medications they need to live.
No, I lost mine and my wife's.
A handful of seniors gathered at the Minnesota Senior Federation office in St. Paul to talk about the issue. All said they can afford the costs of medication, but struggle to make ends meet. Tom and Pat Medley from Bloomington spend $300 a month for his heart and diabetes medication and for drugs to treat her bone loss and nerves.
We can afford it. She's making a sacrifice probably to do something we wouldn't have to do, you know, maybe go on a trip or something.
The seniors sitting at the long card table say cost is a bigger factor for their friends on tighter incomes, but add that all seniors could use some help paying for drugs. They don't understand how there can be a wide price disparity between pharmaceuticals in the U.S. and other industrialized countries. For the past 30 years, Steve Schondelmeyer has been following drug prices and has kept a catalog of every drug and its price sold since 1980. The head of the University of Minnesota's Pharmaceutical Care and Health Systems Department says Americans pay more for pharmaceuticals because other countries negotiate price with drug companies, while the prices in the United States are unregulated.
Every other major industrial country other than the U.S. regulates either price or profit of pharmaceuticals. And so all of the world is squeezing on this balloon, and there's only one place where there's no pressure, and that's in the U.S. And so if you squeeze on the balloon on all places except for one spot, what's going to happen? The balloon's going to bulge out in that one spot.
One way Schondelmeyer says the government can lower prices is by forcing manufacturers to reveal prices to consumers. Schondelmeyer says drug companies offer deep discounts to federal employee groups and HMOs that buy drugs in bulk for members. But those discounts are not disclosed, even to the doctor who makes the prescription decision for the patient. Since different companies make drugs to treat similar ailments, Schondelmeyer says making price information public would let doctors and patients decide the most cost-effective drug for the patient.
What probably needs to happen as a matter of U.S. policy is to create some pressure back on that bulge. I would not advocate that we squeeze back so hard that we have a lower price than the rest of the world. That's not what we're saying here. But we need to squeeze back as a society on the U.S. so that that bulge doesn't continue to be the source of growth in revenue.
But officials who work for drug companies say they aren't the problem and blame an arcane Medicare system that hasn't covered prescription drugs. Jeff Truitt is a spokesperson for Pharma, a Washington, D.C.-based trade group that advocates for the major drug companies in the U.S. Truitt agrees low-income seniors need help paying for prescription drugs, but he blames a Medicare system that pays thousands of dollars for a heart bypass surgery and won't pay $900 a year for a drug that prevents that ailment. Truitt says his organization supports a House Republican plan that would have the government reimburse private health plans for drug costs. Pharma opposes any government price controls on medication because he says it would hinder drug companies' efforts to come up with newer, more powerful drugs. Last year alone, Truitt says U.S. drug manufacturers spent $24 billion on research and development, and he expects those numbers to rise.
The U.S. research-based pharmaceutical industry is by far and away the most innovative pharmaceutical industry in the world, bar none. It takes all of the nations of Europe combined with Japan to reach the level of research and development spending as one industry.
Truitt's organization is fighting to make sure the government supports pharma's proposal. Over the last year and a half, the Center for Responsive Politics, a group that tracks political contributions, says pharma and its public relations arm, Citizens for Better Medicare, spent $24.5 million lobbying Washington. President Clinton wants to create national drug buying cooperatives for all seniors, while some House and Senate Democrats want price controls. Most experts don't expect meaningful reform to come out of Congress this year, but say the issue will resonate this election season into next year. I'm Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio.